back. This is the Grilling Guys. I'm the Grilling Guys talking about the live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And we've been talking tailgating during most of this show. We went down a couple rabbit trails, but we're back. So anyway, Barbecue Bob, we're at this point where we want to talk about maybe some of these grills that we can take with us on a tailgate, usually a limited amount of space, and you don't want to, you know, set up a huge setup. So you got on the show plan here.
You got to have some hibachis. Small stuff. That's right. Well, when I was in the service in the Pacific, that's when I got turned on to a hibachi grill. And, of course, there was a bunch of Asian influence, and that's where they all came in from, Taiwan, I think. Anyway, it's just a little...
They all being the grills, not the people? Okay.
Well, both. But it's just a little cast, looks like a giant shoebox maybe, with a grate on top. And you got a couple little slide grates on the bottom, and you just put some coals in them. You put the grates on, you put your meat on, and you get your party on.
Pretty hot, though.
It's all on.
Right? I mean, because because it is like a shoebox.
It's cast. It's cast.
Right. And the other thing is that your coals are a few inches from your food, not a foot.
That's a great safety point I'd make for my brother-in-law, Steve, safety man. I'd say... don't put that thing in your car when you're done. Leave it sitting behind it.
Right.
Let that thing totally
Nobody's going to snatch it away when you're at the tailgate because it's hot.
And don't do like we did one year and go dump your coals behind the bushes.
Yeah, and light the wood chips on fire.
Some drunk will go walking through there barefoot.
Right.
And then you've got the, walking on hot coals thing in a soothsayer.
Well, I remember that you had a hibachi that came with a fire bag.
The son of a bocce,
Right?
Yeah.
And that was where when you got – and that one unfolded. You took it out of the bag, and it there was a hinge in the middle.
It's called Son of Hibachi. You can buy them online. I think they're $150. I still have it. You've used it before.
Right.
It's clamshell. You open it up. There's two grates. It's wonderful. The guy has thought it out. He's from, like, Seattle. He's got to be in his 80s by now, but – brilliant inventor.
He's Grandpa Hibachi, not Son of Hibachi.
Yes, that's right. He's a Hibachi-san. Yeah. Anyway, it's like a hibachi grill, but it unfolds, and you put it in a snuffer bag when you're done, so you don't have to worry about the hot coals.
Right.
It's really cool. He did his research, but his is made out of stamped steel. It's not cast.
Okay.
So it's lighter to carry. So if you have to throw it in your little Bed Bath & Beyond wagon, you can do that. Your little Coleman foldable wagon. But that's Son of Hibachi. Now, my favorite is the Lodge Hibachi.
Well, Lodge makes everything wonderful.
If you don't have a Lodge Hibachi, you got to order one. You can go to their website and just order it online. You can get that stuff at Allen Bob's. You can get it even at Meijer.
Right.
But the good stuff, you got to find a real Lodge dealer.
Right, and Lodge, L-O-D-G-E, is the brand name.
Yeah, they're out of Tennessee. They're just south of my daughter's place there, right on the freeway. And when I go down there, I love stopping at their factory outlet because they have really great deals on blems. I mean, a giant store full of blems.
Yeah, and to me, a piece of cast iron cookware, what's a blem? It doesn't matter. You're going to heat it up, and it's going to cook your food.
It's half price. Please give me a blem.
Right, yeah, exactly. And the next time you're down there, I need you to get me a Dutch oven because, you know, I just don't have one, and I'm so jealous because you use it all the time. And
I have a couple of them.
Do you?
But you're welcome to take mine to Deer Cramp.
Right, yep.
Because, you know what? If you need it.
Yeah, that'd be kind of
fun. If I don't take it, I don't think I will.
Yeah.
I'll typically stop at Sobeys and pick up, like, next weekend we'll be going up, so we're going to have to pre-record the show because I'm out of here early.
On the weekend of the 12th?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. So we're good.
Yeah, let's
pre-record it because that happens. I'm going to Cedarville in the UP. Going to do a little fall salmon fishing in the Carp River.
Nice.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
So anyway, my point was I'm going to go to Sobey and pick up some smoked pork chops.
Oh, well, those are good.
And
because all you got to do is heat them up.
You saw the grates we have at Deer Camp.
Right.
And you just throw this grate over our big fire. Rake the wood to the side, get some coals over here, throw the grate on it, and you throw these pork chops on there, and they just start sizzling as soon as they get on there. You leave them on about 2 minutes each side because they're already smoked. They're cooked.
Right.
You get those and
heat them through is all you really want to do.
a jar of pickled asparagus and a bag of Better Made potato chips. I'm done. It's game over. It's all. That's my dinner.
Right.
Now I'll probably have some of Sobey's famous Parmesan artichoke dip, and we'll probably do some great homemade salsa with some chips. There's a chip company up around Hart, Michigan, and I can't think of the name of it, but it is absolutely the best nacho chip in the world. I'll make sure I have some of those. A little tough to find. I wish I could think of the name of it, but I'd love to get them on the show because these people have figured it out. Weber Smoky Joe, that's a grill. If you want to spend only $139, go to Garrett's Appliance on 28th Street, and I believe it's Byron Center.
Right.
And
28th and Byron Center Avenue, right on the corner.
Yep. They have a little Weber. It's a baby kettle.
Right.
They're like $139, $129, maybe $99. And it's wonderful because
well,
it's got
you,
this
if you tell them the grilling guy sent you, it'll be $89, right?
Yeah. They'll probably charge you more. no, they love us. But it's got this wonderful handle that folds up over the top, locks the top down. We were talking about hot coals.
Right.
So you know, let the thing burn out while you're at the game. Before you put it in your car, you put the top on, you put this locking lever on it. It's called a Smoky Joe. It's made by Weber. And, you know, Weber, right out of Chicago, Illinois, the Stevens Company.
Right.
The Weber kettle. I mean, it used to be a buoy in the Great Lakes, right?
Right, yep.
That's how they made it.
Patterned after.
So this little Smoky Joe is, if you look at it, you'll see it's a buoy with a handle.
Right.
Like David.
And it doesn't sing as well, but it cooks like crazy. They
so where are the spiders?
Brian, can we cut that out of the show?
Little Ziggy.
Yeah, but anyway, the equipment that you bring to your tailgate is the smaller, the better, the more portable, the better. I'm not one of these guys that, I shouldn't say that because we brought the trailer smoker before.
You are one of those
guys. But at the end of the day, portability is and functionality, if you can mix the two, that's a really good thing. And because if you're going to the game, now we've done them both ways where we go to the tailgate and we are the cooks and everybody vacates and when it's game time and we tear down and leave.
Right.
That's one way to do it, but most people are going to want to go to the game. They're there to tailgate and see the game.
Yep.
And that's where you need these smaller pieces of equipment that you can cool down quickly.
They actually have portable TV screens now that are pop-up that you can bring too.
Right.
You don't even need a whole TV.
Right. And that's doing some man tailgating. It's time for some man law. Now you're a man!
Today's man law. This applies to tailgating, Jop, and you might remember. If another man's fly is down, you didn't see anything, and may not make a comment about it.
Well, I agree, a public comment, but I think if you're one of his mates, you better go up and tell him, hey, you know, zip up, brother, because unless, of course, you're trying to advertise. And then if it's an advertising opportunity, then maybe you just sit back and watch it happen.
So earlier this week, one of my old homies from Hersey, Michigan, gives me a call. This is the guy that went down to the AFI station with me. We were going to sign.
What is that? I'm not familiar.
It's when you armed forces. When we were signing up, he was signing up with me. He rode down with me, and he sat with me while I picked my job. And he ended up not going in. His name is Bob Jacobs. And I actually dated his sister long, long ago. But he lives down in Daytona, Florida now, and he was up, and we met. He was staying in Montague. We met at Cedar Springs Brewing Company, and I got to tell you, number one, it was great to catch up with an old homie.
Well,
like
sure,
that.
You got to do that.
And
life's short, man.
And
you got to do that.
Yeah, the folks at 98.5 UPS, we got a lot of old friends up there that listen, my old homies up there, and a lot of them will know Bob Jacobs. He's a good man. It was just great to catch up with him. I wish I would have had a DD. I'd have stayed 5 hours instead of three.
Right.
But Cedar Springs Brewing.
Okay.
Holy cow. What a fantastic place. We need to get him on the show. This is a German brewery that has food.
Their chef is wonderful. Their chef is wonderful. Yeah. He makes German the schnitzels.
That's what I had.
Oh man, it's unbelievable.
Oh,
really, really good.
I put on the feed bag, baby. Yeah, yeah. I was ready for a nap when I left there.
Right.
The beer is good,
but the food is really good, too.
The beer is fantastic.
Too. Yeah.
I tried, I think, 10 different beers in the little flights. It was fantastic.
All right. Well, coming up next, what beer do you take to your tailgate? Selecting the right beer for game day. Stick with us. We'll be back. Tears on the river, push on the shore.